Hills.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday. Randy Walker says, I get my chicks from Townline Hatchery. They're out of Zealand and they come usually within 1 to 2 days. How many do you have, Randy? How well do they do for you? One of the things I'm looking at here is the information that the information of the process that's going on in Lansing. Donald Trump last night gave the longest address to Congress since they've been recording it. He was on fire. He was at times during the speech. He got off track. He went off the teleprompter a few times, quite a few actually. But when he got into the close, when he got into the wrap-up, the American people saw exactly the type of president Trump is going to try to be over the next 4 years. And it came, ironically, after he talked about Butler, Pennsylvania, and he said that he believed, truly believes, that God spared his life to win this election and to be our president at this time in our country's history. It was very touching to hear him stay on script, get the momentum going for the wrap-up, for the close. It's kind of like a gymnast who does a floor exercise, for example, on the big mat. During the exercise, showing various techniques, certain moves that they have to fulfill, but then they get ready for the major, major climax right at the end. And that's what Donald Trump did very well as a public speaker. The energy, the crescendo, the lead up to the close was almost flawless. And you could hear a pin drop. Even the Democrats were sitting there listening, not talking, not causing any disturbances. And it was amazing how his vision of what's going to happen in the swamp in Washington, D.C., referencing Pam Bondi, the Attorney General for the Department of Justice, Kash Patel, the new FBI Director, Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, Tom Homan, ICE agents, what they're doing on the border. He basically, throughout the speech, attacked Biden's administration, Biden's policies. And throughout the entire process, he did not back down from his position of putting America first. Not apologetic, sorry. I'm the president of the United States of America. It's my job to look out for our country. He fully expects other world leaders to do the same for their country. It's that simple. Well, it was kind of interesting, because after 11 o'clock, I forget exactly what time, I think it was 11:06, could be later, Michigan's new freshman U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin was given the responsibility of delivering the Democrats' response. And honestly, she did a pretty good job. Obviously, not going to support Democrats, not going to vote for Democrats, but she at least gave an intelligent argument to basically hold Trump accountable. That's going to be their job. They don't have any control over the House or the Senate. Speaker Mike Johnson of the House, Senator John Thune, South Dakota, for the Senate leader, basically going to ram Trump's agenda through. Just look at his confirmation of his cabinet members. Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, his plate is really full right now with all the things happening around the world. Donald Trump talked about, we're taking back the Panama Canal. It's that simple. I've negotiated a deal. Company has come in that's loyal to America and has bought both ends of the port. Both ends now in control of somebody that Donald Trump trusts, and basically telling Panama, you broke the treaty, we're done. We're taking it back. Here's your dollar back. Gulf of America. Just all kinds of things that this guy's doing. Well, Michigan, not only with Elisa Slotkin giving the Democrats' response, talking about energy, and this is what I want to focus on right now in this segment. Donald Trump said that we are going to drill, baby, drill. We are going to produce energy. We are going to drive the prices down. Even though the stock market reacted to his tariffs going into effect against Canada and Mexico and increasing China's tariffs, he talked about Russia and how this war is going to end is going to require us to produce energy. Well, in Michigan, in Lansing, yesterday, the House Energy Committee plugged back into the nuclear energy conversation during testimony of a bipartisan bill package that creates incentives for nuclear developers to do business here in Michigan. Package consists of, let's see, 5 House bills, 4124, 25, 26, 27, and 28. Well, during the House Energy Committee meeting yesterday, the chair, Pauline Wensel, Republican of Watervliet, and Democrat State Representative Joey Andrews from St. Joseph. The bills defined small modular reactors, SMRs, small modular reactors, creates a research and development tax credit and opens up workforce attraction and retention scholarship programs within the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. LEO is going to provide scholarships to young people who want to be trained, educated on this technology and to be able to work in these energy production facilities. Additionally, a production credit will be given for the first 10 gigawatt hours produced by an SMR, small modular reactors. Chairman Wenzel said, after you do the studying, you do the work, you do the design, you bring the people here, and invest in the workforce, the rewards of all that hard work creates a prize at the end of the race. Wenzel said these incentives will make Michigan an ideal hub for nuclear research and development. While the federal government regulates permitting or land use when it comes to nuclear energy, Andrew said the state can get involved, making the state attractive not only to the workforce, but the industry itself. Andrew said Michigan's universities educate some of the most talented nuclear engineers and operators in the country, but then they leave to find opportunities in other states. Well, between these grants, tax credits, or both, a combination thereof, will be given to in or out-state graduates who commit to good faith employment at a nuclear facility for at least 3 years here in the state of Michigan. Now, this is interesting because the committee heard testimony in support from DTE Energy's Pete Dietrich, Jeff McClellan, the Cook Engineering Plant, and Todd Allen, chair of Department of Nuclear Engineering and Radiological Science at the University of Michigan. They testified virtually in front of the committee. Allen said, of course, you guys are the number one vacation destination in my life, so I appreciate you inviting me back, as he was testifying from a family vacation. He described how these bills will put Michigan on the map and cause many others to consider possibly relocating their businesses here. These bills were introduced back in 2024, last year, by former Representative Graham Filler. They were referred to the former House Energy Committee in March and did not receive any testimony until the lame duck. But they never reached the floor, tied up in a Democrat-controlled House. Republicans are bringing it back. Final thoughts, final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A final segment of hour number one. You just heard the commercial from Tony over at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. A lot of spring camping shows are out there. They're coming. And Tony wants to remind you, our listeners, that he's willing to beat any deal on any trailer that he can get access to. If you find a trailer made by a certain manufacturer, just get the model number to make sure it's written down. Perhaps ask the salesperson for a card. Have them write the model number that you're interested in on the back of the card. Tell them you want to do some research. Take the model number over to Tony and his team there at Northern Michigan RV. Let them look it up for you and tell you what they can do for you. You're downstate at a show, you're perhaps in the UP, whatever, it doesn't matter. Get the model number, talk to Tony and his team over at Northern Michigan RV. They will beat any deal out there. You can go to their website, northernmichiganrv.com. You can talk to them over the phone, 989-448-8700. Or again, go to the website, northernmichiganrv.com. You can communicate there or give them a phone call. Better yet, go see them in person. Located at 277 Expressway Court in Gaylord. The lot with their inventory is on the west side of I-75, just north of exit 282, which is M32 in Gaylord. Head west off the expressway to the light there where the Walgreens is. Head north right to Expressway Court. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Mention the show. They know our radio family. They know many of you. Michael Kamichak, others, Bob Kramer. Great deals from Tony and his team. But again, tell them, this is what I saw at another show. I'd rather deal with you. You're part of the radio station. You're part of the radio family. Would rather buy it from you than this other company. Here's the model. Here's what they told me they'd give me. And they'll beat the deal. The biggest thing, they don't charge all these fake fees that many RV companies have started over the years. They don't charge you for prep. They don't charge you for destination delivery fees. They don't charge you for document fee preparation. Sometimes this gets as high as $500, $600, $700, $800 in addition to your down payment. Well, they don't do it there. And tell them Trucker Randy sent you. One other thing that's coming, again, it's not this weekend, it's next weekend. A lot of you responded to me yesterday. You wanted me to text you the flyer. Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show will be Saturday, March 15th from 9 to 5. Sunday, March 16th, the next day from 9 to 3. It's going to be at the VFW Post 2051 in Harbor Springs. The street address location for it is 599 West Conway Road. Tickets can be purchased at the door. Adults are $8. The children, younger people, are free. Lunch will be available. You'll be able to purchase a nice lunch there. Tim, his phone number, if you need more information, 231-838-8054, or you can send him an email at harbortim@gmail.com. You're going to start hearing the commercials during the music here at noon today. We're really wanting to promote this for them. We'd love for a really good turnout. So if you're from the Lower Peninsula, you can't always make it up to Sault Ste. Marie to go to Damon's spring show. That gun show is going to be, I believe he told me, in May. This one, you can go. Lots of vendors, lots of cool things to see. If you have a firearm, perhaps, that you'd like to trade or a different model, make, whatever. I know I turned in and a gun show I went to, I believe, in Kalkaska, and I had a shotgun that I didn't use anymore. Ithaca pump, 12-gauge, modified choke, longer barrel. Well, I needed a 22 with a scope. So I took my shotgun in. Of course, it had no ammunition in it. It was wide open chamber so they could see it was not loaded. Carried it in, went to a couple of booths, found exactly what I was looking for. A really nice Remington 22 long rifle with a scope, semi-automatic, one in the pipe, seven in the magazine, taking care of my varmints in the backyard. Plus, target practice, teaching the grandchildren how to shoot. So, good opportunity, not this weekend, but next weekend. Saturday, March 15th, 9 to 5. Sunday, the 16th, from 9 to 3. VFW Post there in Harbor Springs. So, appreciate Tim reaching out to us. Appreciate tremendously getting those commercials going and promoting it for you guys that need to perhaps increase your ammunition inventory, other things that you might be needing. Go check it out. More stories coming from Lansing. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history